Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a great environment. Philly's been playing fantastic, recently. So we know what to expect up there, and that is what we say. It's for competitors only, and it should be a lot of fun.
You just got to go out there and compete, play basketball the right way, and do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Obviously, we're going to have to do it if we want to get to 7.
Yesterday was a wild day in the NBA, the way they had that thing set up. A lot of early games. Everybody seemed to be playing at the same time. So Orlando was in the 5 spot. Pacers were in the 6 spot. 76ers in the 7 spot. Waiting to see if anybody would lose, and it just didn't happen. So here we go. The Heat, who just clobbered Toronto again, will be the 8 seed going into this thing. And if you're not familiar with it, we just want to let you know, 76ers and Heat, the winner play. That game, by the way, will be in Philadelphia because they had the better record and they're the 7 seed. The winner plays the Knicks right there. That's it. So you win that game, Heat go in there, win that game, they got the Knicks, which, what a great way to start the series. To me, the Knicks, the best story in the East in the regular season. By far the best story. What they're able to do, becoming a 2 seed. Fantastic. So the other way is, now, still you can still get in. Want everybody to know you can still, be in great shape. So the Bulls and Hawks, that winner plays the loser of the 76ers and Heat, with a chance to face the Celtics in the first round. So again, you would get the game at your house. You play either the Bulls or the Hawks and see, and that's for a right to play the Boston Celtics. By the way, the other great story, this Oklahoma City is, I thought they were too young, haven't really done anything, and I got to give them a lot of credit, man. They hung in there with some really, really good teams, a lot of teams. By the way, how crazy is that? Not Denver. Everybody, Denver won it all. No surprise there. But Minnesota and Oklahoma City, two really, really good stories out west. So OKC gets the number one seed. And we'll see what happens with the Miami Heat, who once again picked a tough road to one and done it. See what happens. And the other thing is, listen, their mindset's just got to be, let's just go beat Philly. And we don't have to worry about the other stuff. And we'll get ready to play the Knicks. Let's go there. I'm guessing Joel Embiid, who I guess had got soreness in his knee again. So they kept him out of this last game, even though they didn't need him able to get the win. So what do you think, Woody? How do we feel, man? I guess I feel okay because I saw him do this last year with the same characters.
Well, I feel like the gentleman who just spoke is going to take his game up to another level. That will be Jimmy Butler, of course.
You better.
Philly, that's a tough trip. There's no question about it. It's a tough place to win. That'll be a difficult game. But I do think if they do, unfortunately, lose that game, that they'll have an easier game in the second one, obviously. But with that being said, trying to avoid the Celtics, I think, would be the ideal scenario right now.
Yeah.
I think people like you are really underestimating how good the Celtics are going to be in the postseason.
We'll see.
I just think, I just really think you discount them a little bit.
That's
too
fine.
Much right now.
You
I don't think,
that.
By
I
the way, I
fine.
Think the Knicks are a first round out. I mean, they'll be much, much easier than the Celtics would be.
Well,
I think the Knicks, obviously killed themselves in the regular season
the
to
Celtics,
get to this position.
Can the Celtics turn it on again? That's it. I know their talent. I know that starting lineup. I know, listen, it's as good a lineup as anybody, and it's the healthiest lineup, and everything that they've been able to do to have the best record in the NBA, and of course, they're going to be the favorites. They should be the number one seed and everything, but you got a chance, man. We saw just a year ago with a hockey team and a basketball team take down Boston and Milwaukee in the two sports. And by the way, the other story, how about Messi? What a crazy. Did you see that goal?
I did.
Unbelievable, man. 73,000 in Kansas City. I don't know what they usually draw, but I'm guessing it's not 73,000, yeah? So anyway.
That's the easiest prop bet in all of sports, by the way, that Messi anytime goal.
Anytime goal is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's been pretty. I think he's scored in every game he's played in except for one maybe or something.
I don't know.
I think he has 5 goals in 5 games that he's played.
I will say that thing was from whatever it was, 20, 25 yards was just ripped in such a short period of time.
He makes that product very watchable.
Given him, well, listen, did you see they went to the crowd and you would have thought it looked like an Inter Miami home game.
Mahomes was there. You see Mahomes?
Mahomes was there. Yeah. He was down there. He was down there to say hello. Yeah.
I think he's a part owner of that team, though, isn't he?
I think he does have a piece of that team. You're right.
I think anything he wants in Kansas City, he can own.
But I'm guessing right now with what he's done in football. Yeah. He's in pretty good
shape.
Two
wins a Super Bowl. He can have anything he wants. He can have the soccer team if he wants.
I'm sure
the Moss Bros would be willing to give him a chunk of the soccer team, right?
Let me tell you.
If he wins a Super Bowl?
If Tua was to win it all this year.
Oh, my God. I was just joking, but.
It would be, it would be.
You'd have to go down that road.
Yeah.
By the way,
first of all, that would be a huge jump to go from not winning a playoff game all the way and not being in a Super Bowl since Super Bowl 19. To getting to whatever number this is and winning it would be.
You could be like the Marlins, though. Didn't the Marlins have that streak going where, like, whenever they made the playoffs, they automatically won the World Series?
They did. I think they did the wild card
both
years.
Except for last time, but.
Yeah, no, I think they
did.
Yeah,
they were like the wild card team, and they ran straight through to the World Series.
Had some really good teams. Those were not, like, accident. You go back and look at those teams and how good they're pitching. They had a lot of good players, man. A lot of good players. They must have been, because after that, they literally tore the team apart. They didn't keep them together for another year. Said, this is way too much money. We're losing way, way too much money. So anyway, and by the way, the UFC stuff was great over the weekend. My son's got me addicted to that now on Saturday night. That Max Holloway. My God. How about getting a guy with just seconds left, a minute left, and goes, come on. Let's just throw it. And the guy comes right in, and Max knocks the dude out with basically, it was a walk-off KO. Incredible. Just, that sport's got it rolling. That sport is just kicking boxing's butt. It's incredible. And by the way, this has opened up for those brothers that everybody loves so much.
Yeah, it's about to change, though, man. We got Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. I'll say boxing, all right.
Can I tell you something about this? I've come around on that.
There
are going to be a lot of people want to see.
Dude, I saw Mike Tyson walking the other day. He's old, man.
Yeah. See the workout? They're trying to get everybody on the hype of the workout and because he can still throw
a lot of
punches.
This is a really bad idea. What is he, 60?
He's 57, I
57.
Think.
57? Isn't this a bad idea for him? Like, just from, like, a health standpoint? I don't know, like, I know you have to be licensed, right, to fight. And they have to sanction the event somewhere?
I don't know if they have to for the way he's doing it, whatever you call it.
They have to sanction it somewhere. You can't just hold fight. I don't know. It was in Dallas, right? It's at the Cowboys Stadium.
Is
that where they're going to have it? But either way, like, I don't know, man. It just seems a little strange
for
that young guy to fight a 57-year-old. And I get the attraction and the novelty of it, but it's a little strange.
I'm embarrassed to tell you two things, and hopefully the Paul brother gets knocked out and seriously just gets cold cocked early. One of those Tyson specials in his prime. But I got to tell you, Woody, they're going to have way over 1 million viewers for that thing. They're going to kill it. They are going
to. I'm going to watch. I mean, I'm excited to watch it. I will say the only thing that changed my opinion a little bit on it is I saw Tyson. They showed him like walking down the street. It's like he. I don't know, it doesn't move all that well, it seems like. I don't know. He's old. He's 57 years old. Like you said, he's pushing 60.
Shouldn't be boxing against 20-year-old guys. I totally agree.
I'm guessing he's taking a decent beating over his career as well. Like,
so I've heard guys on both sides of this thing. Because if you see the Tyson workout, look at he connected with one of those punches. He knocked both of us out at the same time, right? If we had our chins close enough, we'd both get knocked out by a Tyson punch. I've heard people go, oh, my God, Tyson's going to kill him. There's no way. And then I've heard other people going, what are we doing? What is Tyson doing? Almost 60 years old. Well, he's getting a big payday is what he's doing. he is getting a big fat payday. You don't think Mike Tyson's doing this just so people remember who Mike Tyson is. I think people are really curious to see what's going to happen in this, and they're going to buy it. It's embarrassing. I'm not buying it, by the way. I will not buy it. But I want to know that night. I'll call your ass to find out what happened. But
yeah, like you won't buy that.
I don't think I will, Woody. I
think it's free. It's on Netflix, though, isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't that the fight that was on Netflix? I believe it's free. As long as you're a Netflix subscriber.
If it is, then I'm in good shape. I thought it was pay-per-view.
I don't know. It's a very weird situation to see a guy that age.
But I listened to all these guys saying, some going, oh, my God, he's going to knock him out. Like, what are you doing? Like, Mike's not going to play by any rules. He's just going to come in and just try to, in the first 20 seconds, just absolutely
destroy. Yeah, so it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
At AT&T Stadium in Dallas, yeah, in Arlington.
All right, so I guess I will.
Are they going to get 100,000 people in there to watch this thing?
We'll be checking it out.
Yeah, you will. Everyone's going to watch.
You don't think that thing, I guess it could sell out, huh? Everybody will want to see a...
I don't know, man.
It's just
I don't
incredible.
Know if people are willing to spend their money on these days. I don't know, but
it's this guy. And by the way, this is only happening because boxing has screwed up so badly. Boxing has screwed itself up. We used to have, when I first got down here in 1980, and they had great fights. Every weight class had great fights. Oh my God, you could name 20. They're just fighters from everywhere. It was great. It was a great time. Great heavyweight. Every week there was great fights, or it seemed like it. And now the best guys don't fight each other for like 5 years or 8 years, or they can't come to an agreement, or they're fighting over percentages and who should get more and who's the bigger draw.
Yeah, well, what was the biggest fight? It was Mayweather-Pacquiao, right? And that took forever to finally
right
happen.
Out of
and then when it did
yeah.
happen, they said Pacquiao was hurt, right?
Yeah, Pacquiao was way out of his prime. Yeah. Way out
and
of his prime.
His shoulder
no
or something
chance.
Was hurt. I got to ask you, though, man, like as I'm staring at the fight poster for this thing for Paul and Tyson, like that thing can't be fully, like I don't want to say real, but... they got to talk beforehand, and I assume that Jake Paul's not going to try to humiliate this guy.
I would be really disappointed.
You don't think this is, like, fully real, right? Like,
well,
they must know that they're not going to – like, neither guy probably wants to humiliate the other one, but
– why? Why? What do you think? Mike Tyson, that's what he
because
did.
Because I'm guessing they have an arrangement where this guy's not going to go out there and just work over Mike Tyson because, again, like, I don't know how much Mike Tyson can move.
If Mike Tyson –
he just stand there and take a beating?
No, Mike Tyson needs to just come out like he does and just wear him out in the first minute
first
and hopefully get that knockout. I don't know. It's crazy. I just never wanted two brothers to get knocked out more than I'd love to see.
Well, the other one's wrestling,
brothers.
So he's not
Is that
even,
what he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing the WWF stuff.
Okay. Wow. All right, hey, Woody, we got to go to break here, man.
You're not watching that these days?
No.
Very popular.
No, I see that. I see a lot of people are really.
They got like their highest ratings ever.
No, I get it. I see Rock's back. And
The Rock has come back.
Rock
bit,
has
yeah.
come back.
Yeah.
And so what an honor it is to be back and doing stuff. Tell you what else is an honor, to be able to get up in the morning and talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic with the results that I've gotten personally when it comes to ED and low T. Oh, God, what a terrible combination to have. But sure enough, man, it happened. And when it does, man, and your energy level and you just find yourself tired all the time, you don't feel like working out, and then you start gaining weight and just one thing's connected to the next with all kinds of problems. But also your sex drive is gone with it too. And people I know don't like to talk about that. We have a lot of pride as men. Last thing we want to do is start talking about not being able to be effective in the bedroom. I got you, man. I got you. Well, listen. That's why I'm telling you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I'm just talking personally now, okay? I'm the guy that's coming out going, Atlantic Men's Clinic works, folks. It works, and I just telling every guy, sometimes happens in your 40s, sometimes it happens in your 50s, sometimes in your 60s, and when it does, boy, it hits you. You want to be able to get it fixed or change a lot of things. Well, they have treatments with success rates well over 90%. I'm just telling you right now, I know I had great results. I want to share it with everybody. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised to test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. We've got six locations throughout South Florida. So you got one close to you. Great places to go. The staffs are unbelievable. Got a call over the weekend about my levels and everything that they police to make sure you're doing everything the right way. I'm telling you right now, it's fantastic. Call them, 877-455-7300. If you're going through low T and ED, you know if you are. I mean, let's stop the games. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Anybody thinks that boxing is what it used to be, is too young or been doing too many steroids to know what it was like before. So I give certain people of my life a break.
I apologize to Vic. I told him that. So Vic sends me. He goes, Joe doesn't know any boxers, and he just goes by what his son is watching. Which, by the way, your son is a big UFC fan.
He is a big UFC fan, but...
And the UFC is significantly... Listen, I don't really care about that either too much. The UFC is so much better. It's not even close.
So let me just tell Vic, who apparently is a young guy, but he's old school. And that's fine. And that is fine. But Vic, I don't know if you're aware of this because your ass is so far up boxing's, you know, rear end right now. But I just want to say, your head, I meant to say. But maybe you don't understand that when UFC has a matchup and they all want, it happens quickly. And sometimes it never happens in boxing.
He probably thinks this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing is a great matchup.
Yeah, because he loves Jake Paul because he took a little something on social media. His daughter. So I get that, by the way. That's human nature. Somebody does something nice, you're like, hey, I can't say anything bad about them. I didn't like him before, but I really like him now because he did something really nice for my daughter. I get that.
I think they're okay, by the way. I know you think they're like the devil, but I think those guys are fine, man. Like Jake Paul, you should watch that documentary he did.
I'm not going to watch everybody's documentary.
But he's just not a bad guy, is what I'm telling you. You want him to get knocked out so badly. Like, he seems like a good guy.
They have found a niche in the market again because boxing has done this and allowed it to happen.
Plus, he does nice stuff for Victor.
So that's why?
I mean, you know.
Should have had Victor in here. Victor would have known Sid was in here a couple weeks ago. Oh, yeah.
Talk about ass kissing.
No.
No, but so by the way, I did see him on Saturday at the Canes game. Looks like he's been, you know, hitting the gym pretty hard.
No, he lifts a lot of weights now. That's good.
All natural, yes.
I don't care if it's natural.
It doesn't matter. He's listening, by the way. He's not very happy.
Oh, God. I never thought UFC and boxing would be close. I don't know overall what's more popular.
I don't think they are close. Like, he said a fight. So he sent me a fight, and he goes, Garcia and Haney.
Pretty boy. Are we talking about Garcia, the pretty guy?
I think he's the one that left his pregnant wife or something, right?
I don't care about that.
Okay, so you got that guy.
I'm not getting into.
I don't know who the other guy is.
I don't have a lot of room to talk about that stuff.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know. I know the guy's got a bunch of followers, that Garcia kid. He's a good-looking kid, but he's also got some demons that he's been fighting a little bit. So that's all I know about him.
We're going to figure out who Haney is, Vic, and we'll maybe buy the fight. So he says the numbers will be better anyway. So maybe they don't need us.
I got to tell you, I'm not so sure the numbers are going to be better than those numbers for Paul and Tyson. I think a lot of people are going to watch that.
I know. Well, because it's free. It also happens
free.
To be free.
That's true. By the way, that changes things. That's true.
Well, technically free. I think a lot of people are Netflix subscribers, but
yeah.
Netflix, by the way, has their company earnings today, so we'll find out exactly how many subscribers they have.
Well,
I'll let you know when that comes in.
I got to tell you, nothing worse than finding out. I said, hey, I saw this thing's coming out. Do we have this? She goes, oh, yeah, we have them all. I go, why do we have them all? Like, why do we need every app? Why? Why can't we just have Netflix and, like, Amazon Prime? Why? That's it. That's all we need. We don't need all the rest of them. All right, so
he's going to come in here and kill us. You know that.
Who?
Victor. He's probably stewing right now
in his
car.
Vic's been my friend forever. Vic's fine.
He's been a friend too, but he doesn't like to be talked bad about.
Vic.
He's very, you know, very sensitive with that stuff.
Vic's like the rest of us. He just wants UM to be good again. That's the one thing Vic
cares
about.
That's true. He really does care about the Hurricanes.
He does. He takes that stuff to...
You know, he's a big TV guy now. Like, he wins, like, Emmys with whatever that TV network is that he works for. But he still does our Hurricanes games, which is pretty cool.
Oh, again.
Yeah. He's a loyal dude.
He enjoys that. And,
we'll end it on a nice note before we say any more bad stuff about him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know our football's got a lot of pressure in this town to flip things around and to get to the next level.
Yeah, this is pretty much the time where I ask you who's under more pressure this year. The Hurricanes or the Dolphins, but I think both of them.
No.
Both of them got to do some winning, man.
Some. Just for one team, getting to the playoffs, that's over. It's just not enough. It's just officially over. They have a good team. They do. I think they're going to have a good team again. But this thing of, like, just getting to the playoffs and then, right, we've been to, you know, the playoffs a certain amount of – like, no, that's not – No, getting in the playoffs and losing the first game is not – that's not – we can't all of a sudden – that's not what this is about. It's like – it's got to get next level. 11 wins was great. 10 wins is great. 9 wins was there for a while. It was great to see us get to 9-8 a couple of times, but it's not enough. And there's a lot of late season losing that goes on where you want to be playing your best and – got to learn to win in cold weather. That's you do.
It is ridiculous to keep hearing you say that.
I know. It gets old, too. It does get old.
So,
when
we
talk about quarterbacks throwing in cold weather, that gets old. That does. You want to talk about topics that get really old? And
yeah, I'd prefer if we didn't have to hit on that one anymore, the cold weather thing.
And I got to tell you, for UM, they've expanded the playoffs. Well, there are 12 teams.
You think they make it this year?
They need to be good enough. Yeah, they should have a chance this year to be one of the 12 teams.
We brought in a quarterback that you think can get you to the next level. But again, like, you know, the Dolphins, it's like we got to win a playoff game. For the Canes, it's like you got to get out of the, you know, the mid to low tier bowl games here, right?
Well,
like, you don't want to be playing in mid-December, and I don't even remember what the bowl they played in was called.
Was it
the Yankee Bowl or something?
They both need to win. One needs to win their division, the other needs to win their conference. That's the first thing that hasn't happened.
Okay, but it's been a long drought for both. Neither team has been able to accomplish that
right
at any time in the recent time here.
So no, it hasn't happened very often. So, no,
but there's a lot of pressure on the University of Miami because, again, you brought in a quarterback who you think can get you to the next level. Mario's got his, you know, recruiting classes in here for the most part, right?
Yeah, he's got a couple really good.
You have some great assistants on that staff, right? You could argue that coaching staff probably the best, if not one of the best in the ACC, right? So you certainly have that going for you. But then the Dolphins thing, man, it's like they've tried for a few years now to put together a really good roster, the best roster we've seen in a long time. And it hasn't resulted in wins.
No. Well,
it's resulted in regular season dominance against, you know, sub-500 teams.
Well, they won 11 games. I mean, they won 11 games.
I understand that, Joe.
But the bigger issue is you win 11 games, but you lose your last three. I don't care who it is. Those were the teams that happened to be – you had to play at the end of the year the way the schedule. They didn't set it up to go, well, we know Baltimore's going to be really good, and we know Buffalo's going to be really good the last two games, one at home, one on the road. But that's what you got to play, and then you got to see Patrick Mahomes for a second time. But that's what you dealt with, and you lost all three of them. All three of those games. So, anyway, we've got to go to break here. I got to tell you, the other part, Mario had Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, and Michael Irvin out there, along with 300 alumni that were on hand, which is pretty cool. Brought them all back and did that. But I got to tell you something, man. You bring those guys back. I got a vision of Michael Irvin tearing up Florida State. At Andre Johnson running by the guys from Nebraska. Devin Hester.
Yes, but you're not – see, this is the thing, is you're not helping matters by doing this. Because as much as you want, like, they're not going to be that team.
Oh, I don't know if
that's not going to happen again where Miami is like the Alabama of college football. Like it's probably not going to happen again. So you make the expectations of fans when you do that stuff because you have to live in the present.
But
so when you keep throwing that stuff out there, like I get, yeah, those teams are really good.
But your fan base still knows when it looks really good what it looks like. A lot of your fan base are old enough to know.
Yeah, well, a lot of your fan base are young enough to not know.
So, all right.
You got to start thinking about it that way too, man. Those teams weren't.
Why? Because you're a young guy and you don't know anything about
the history?
No, but because
those teams were, what were those, in the early 2000s? You know, a lot of fans that are, you know, hell, guys going to everyone going to that school never saw any of that stuff.
That's true. That's true, because I think it was 2000, 2001.
Yeah, I mean, you're not sitting there in, like, time standing still, Joe.
Yeah. All right, Woody. That's all right.
You're like Mike Tyson. We're not getting older.
We're not getting into anything with older where you have to start ripping older people.
I'm not
people
ripping. I'm just saying,
people.
Like, you think that everyone just remembers all that stuff, and it's like, you know.
Cottage cheese. Hey, I got to take a second here to talk to you about some very important stuff. Very, very important stuff. Money. Boy, people need cash. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates, HOA fees are going up. Oh, my God. By the way, if you're close to the water, you're going, why am I living in this condo underwater right now? As great as it is to see that view every day, boy, I'll tell you what, everything's going up in your life. And a lot of folks are running their credit card debt up, which is not the answer, not at 28 to 30% a month. That's not the answer. Let Michael Kotcher relieve some of that money stress for you from Choice Mortgage. 30 years of experience, get that credit card paid off for you, save you a lot of money. Reverse mortgages, super popular right now. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and it might be absolutely perfect for the situation that you and your wife are in right now. I'm telling you, take a look. A lot of people right now have gone to the reverse mortgage, and it could be exactly what you need, give you some of that equity out of your home and still have a place to stay. Debt consolidation overall, man, you need that money? Go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He really has no life. He has no life at all. Michael Kotze, I don't want to call you a loser, but you have no life because all you do is work 7 days a week, man. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. Not taking shots at Michael Kotze. He may work a little too much. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Monday morning?
All right. Not sure how many people we've offended here, Joe, in the first couple of hours of the
Why? What happened?
The program here. Well, Vic is not happy. Some other guy's not happy that, you know, I said that the Kane stuff was too long ago. And he's like, let me have the glory days. The Dolphins, by the way, do the same thing with that 72 deal. They still talk about that thing.
Well, yeah, they went 17-0.
I know. It'd be nice to talk about something more recent.
No, I agree.
You know?
I don't disagree with that.
Kind of lean on that thing for a while here. All right. Did you catch this part of the soccer game, Joe? We had another fan run on the field to take a selfie with Lionel Messi.
Well, you should get knocked down.
He did. I mean, his security guard, you see this guy. This guy comes running off the inner Miami bench. He's like Messi's like personal guy.
Oh, no. Messi's personal guy got him?
Messi's personal guy got
him.
Oh,
yeah. That guy, yeah. He didn't mess around. Said, I got this one.
That is a weird deal, man. Fans running out on the field to take photos with a guy. I think what you need to do, obviously, is you need to hammer this guy.
Agree.
Maybe a long sentence, something along those lines, just to send a message like, hey, we're
not
going to put up with this stuff.
Oh, no. They're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. But
I think like 10 years maybe?
No, I'm talking about body slamming him down to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, he needs to feel it a little bit. And if you got
but not just slam him, like, can you beat him?
No,
like, while he's no?
That's not a good idea.
No.
Of course, you haven't been watching stuff. Probably not a good idea, Woody.
But, Joe, but here's the thing,
tough
man.
Tough guy, like, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, but you should get your ass kicked if you go on the field.
It really bothers you.
It does. I don't like fans running on the field. Very, very bad. All right, how about this one? O.J. Simpson's children were made to sign NDAs as those are non-disclosure agreements, as they were visiting him in his final days here, Joe. Now, it is unknown if that was just not to tell people what he was going through, or if that was he confessed to the murders to them. Those are all currently unknown. It is believed that he did not confess before he died.
There's no way. What do you think he told us?
Yeah, I would think you'd want to come clean.
Really?
On your deathbed? Hey, yeah, I would.
Kids, I have to tell you one thing before I go. I did kill her.
Yeah, I would think, you know what, that has probably, as much of a psychopath as he was, that probably weighed on him. You would hope.
I'm guessing not.
Pretty rough murders.
He looked like if he did do it. Like
it just didn't bother him? And again, that's why I was scared of like ever running into him down like Los Olas. Cause
I think you're fine.
Well, now we are. Yeah, now we are.
You never ran into him, you were fine.
So you don't think the last thing he said was like,
no,
I did it.
I don't think so. I don't think he called, especially kids he had with her.
Yeah,
said,
yeah,
hey,
they were kids.
Tell you something about your mother. I did it. No, I don't think he did. I don't think he said anything to him.
Okay. All right. And
what a dumbass topic we're having here.
I just wonder why he had him sign those
agreements.
You are
so infatuated with the OJ stuff.
I am.
You always
really
have
am.
Been.
I really am.
Yeah.
I would like to know if his final words were, I did it.
And I'm guessing they're not. I think those kids wanted to know, Dad.
Just between us here.
What do you got left? No. Dad, what do you got left financially? What are we looking at here? That happens in a lot of families now.
Well, like, there's going to be a fight over that money, by the way. And it's not just between the family.
No, the Goldman
family. He owes
family.
Them a lot of money.
Yeah, the Goldman families.
I'm guessing they're not going to be able to collect.
No.
No. All right. We'll end it on a better note here, Joe. Caitlin Clark on SNL. By any chance, I know you're not up that late on Saturdays.
I didn't see it. No.
So they go back and forth a little bit with Colin and Michael Che on the news update desk or whatever it is, and Michael Che has been he's been a little bit critical of women's sports, and so they brought Caitlin Clark out, and they do this segment on there where Colin writes jokes for Michael and vice versa. So she wrote some stuff for him. Here's the clip.
And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well. The Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
See? That's a good joke.
You really wrote these yourself?
Yeah.
Netflix's top new show is Ripley, featuring an eerie, unsettling performance by actor Andrew Scott. Critics say it's the hardest thing to watch on Netflix since Michael Che's special Shame the Devil.
I like that one. There's more.
This year, Caitlin Clark broke the record for three-pointers in a single season. And I have three-pointers for Michael Che. 1B, 2 funnier, 3 dumbass.
Wow. Thanks for doing that, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. And good luck in the WNBA. I hope you have a great first season.
Thanks. I'm sure it will be a big first step for me. But it's just one step for the WNBA. Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside. So I want to thank them tonight for laying the foundation. And Michael, since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
She was very funny on there. It was a pretty, pretty good stuff,
right,
man. She's going to be a big star. I don't know, I don't know how it's going to all work out, Joe, viewership and everything, but she's a star.
You
and a lot of their games, what did they say, 36 of their 40 games on national TV?
I just think what she just did in college basketball against the men's, she was
yeah
incredible. the numbers. Incredible.
Does it translate to the next level? That'll be interesting to see.
That's
good.
The
ticket sales have been strong. Go see her in person, but
she's got it. Whatever it is,
yeah. Oh yeah.
They say she's got.
Oh, look at this. They got her on SportsCenter right now doing an interview.
All right, listen. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, going to join us. He's got one game left tomorrow against Toronto, a team they might open up in the playoffs against. And they're 1 point behind the Bruins right now. The Bruins have two games left, and they play tonight against Washington. We'll talk. We got a lot of stuff to talk to coach about, and a nice little turnaround, the way they've been playing. Three wins in a row, really picked it up. So we'll talk to him about that. And the year that Reinhardt has had is incredible. Talk about great years here in South Florida. My God, what a season for him. Hey, I'll tell you who else has been a great season for you. South Florida Chevy dealers, Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse, a Trailblazer, an Equinox and a Blazer. I just gave you a core of the SUV family, from the big guys to the midsize, right down to the smaller, really comfortable style. Oh, my gosh, you're going to love them all. No matter what it is you're looking for, whether it's room, Suburbans and Tahoes for you and the whole family. Matter of fact, they had a lot of room. Now they got a lot more in these new Suburbans and Tahoes for you, too. The Traverse, also super roomy for a midsize SUV. And, again, style and substance to die for when you talk about a Blazer, a Trailblazer, and an Equinox. We had something for everybody. Then right over to Silverado Trucks. I love talking about Silverado Trucks because they really, it's like they make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Doesn't matter, including the new 2024 Silverado 1500. Got everything you need. Boy, I'll tell you right now, if there's a truck that you need that absolutely fits your lifestyle, Silverado makes it, and you're going to love it. New and used, even used with low mileage. We got something for everybody. And I'll tell you this, too. South Florida Chevy dealers are all over South Florida, so we've got convenient locations, and not just that, but these are the best overall products we've ever had. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you're starting to look around, spend an hour to an hour and a half, give yourself some time to take a test drive or two, take a look at everything, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.